This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Back in the day, conventional wisdom was that you didn't bring religion or politics to work. This just in, times have changed, and those bright lines, they are not so bright anymore. CEOs of big companies are weighing in on everything from LGBTQ rights to immigration, and people who work at, just to name two, Google and Amazon, have rallied recently to change their company's policies on defense contracts and climate change. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more now on how business is getting personal.
Walk into any WeWork co-working space, and it's like a design magazine come to life. The WeWork in downtown Los Angeles is all blonde woods and trendy patterned rugs. There's the trademark fruit water. This one's cucumber pineapple. And in the lobby, a glass sign that reads, "Do what you love." The aspirational workplace is what WeWork is all about. Living your best work life, not just with Instagram-ready interiors, but with corporate policies, too.
We decided as a company that we were not going to use company money to buy meat.
Lindsay Baker is the head of sustainability for WeWork. She says the meatless rule doesn't apply to clients in the co-working spaces, but rather employees and company events.
We really wanted to put our values into practice in the company and take a stand for something that we believed in.
A meat-free corporate culture is one example of a broader trend. Personal beliefs are moving front and center in the professional world. That includes politics.
Your political identity is a more clear signal of what your values and worldview are than it was in the past.
Neil Malhotra is a political economist at Stanford. He says increased polarization is changing how Americans think about work.
People are increasingly wanting to work for places that share their values and will put their money where their mouth is to do it.
In a study, Malhotra found online job seekers were willing to take a pay cut to work for a like-minded boss. And in a survey from staffing firm Randstad, more than a third of workers said they would leave a company over political disagreements. That was the case for investment advisor Noel Pinson of Leland, Virginia, who says he felt like a lonely liberal in his small, mostly conservative office.
I just felt over time, just more and more, that little voice in the back of my head screaming at me that you're not living your values working here.
So he decided to strike out on his own.
There were several months that I had without income. All this was happening right as I was having a baby.
Most workers aren't taking such bold actions. Instead, some are making change from within. Che Huang is the CEO of online retailer Boxed, which sells groceries and household goods in bulk. He says a female employee once confronted him in the hallway and demanded he address the pink tax, the premium often charged for women's health and beauty products, estimated to cost each woman upwards of $1,300 a year.
And I was like, I don't know what the pink tax is, but let me get my coffee and we're going to talk all about that in about 10 minutes.
Huang listened and decided to rebate customers for taxes paid on feminine goods, a move he says has cost the company more than $1 million over 3 years, but inspires loyalty among his workers, helpful in an industry where it's hard to keep talent.
We can't match the cash compensation, say, that an Uber or Google will pay, but yet it actually has helped a lot on the retention.
Research shows sharing values can help workers bond and increase an organization's productivity. But that makes holding a minority view all the more difficult.
My viewpoint is, you know, right of center, free market, liberty oriented.
If Garrett Johnson sounds a little shy about identifying as a conservative, it might be because he works in Silicon Valley, a bastion of liberal activism. Johnson is a co-founder of the Lincoln Network, which connects conservative-leaning tech workers. The group released a survey earlier this year with almost two-thirds of respondents at politically active tech companies saying employees would be ridiculed or ostracized for expressing opposing views.
It causes people to pull back, to not speak up, not offer their perspectives, which is not good.
Johnson believes there can be benefits to greater political expression in the workplace, but companies need better training to promote constructive dialogue, something that will surely come in handy as we gear up for another grueling election season. In Los Angeles, I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.